Have you noticed there's lots of anger in the air these days? How does a Christian navigate these choppy waters? Hi, this is Pastor Scott Boger from Westlow Baptist Church in Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day. It's been said that ours is the age of outrage. Even a quick scan of our media sources will supply you with more evidence than you may want. There's smoldering animosity between the sexes, the generations, the races, the nations, the political parties, and the socioeconomic classes. It's so pervasive that it's something you can't unsee or unhear. A tempest of bickering and backbiting seems to blow across our landscape daily. I wish I could say that the church has stayed out of the mud pit of meanness, but that's not true. Scan the media and you'll discover lots of Christians joining in this cultural dust-up. Unfortunately, we can be just as quick to judge as the other shrill voices of our day, piecing together bits of conjecture. Added with assuming motives and stirring in parts of anger will provide an unflattering look for the bride of Christ. And it's not just the competing voices that shake us, it's the utter disdain for those who hold them. When do we get so angry with each other? Why can we not disagree without being so utterly disagreeable? Do you remember the plea of Rodney King in 1992? Can we all just get along? I'm convinced that in stormy seasons, it's essential for the church to go back to first things and remember our calling. The sweet reasonableness of our Lord Jesus Christ is as necessary now as when our Lord first walked this sin-cursed earth. The church must remember that the weapons of our warfare are spiritual, not physical. I suppose that's why Randy Alcorn recently wrote that outrage is not a gift of the Spirit. I love the way James swings the axe at the root of the problem, asking first, where do wars come from? Then answering it in chapter 4, verse 1, they come from within. There's a sinful selfishness, a malignant meanness at the root of the human heart, and no band-aid is capable of healing its rot. How can I be healed from infernal and internal bitterness that stalks my sin-injured flesh? God, through James, offers us a simple map through the minefield. Submit to God, resist the devil, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Humble yourself, and he will lift you up. That's verses 7 to 10 of chapter 4. Think about it. If our anger and bitterness is an inside job, then our help and healing is an outside job. Outrage is overcome only when a qualified shepherd comes to lead us towards another path. When the sniping and the vilifying reaches fever pitch, I'm reminded of the desperate need of a transforming work in the human heart. If we've never acknowledged that, we run the risk of becoming just another brand of rage and bitterness. What if we refuse to join in the nastiness, but instead determine that by God's grace, we'll be quick to hear and slow to speak? We know that God can supply his children with the ability to offer a soft answer that turns away wrath. Now, please don't hear what I'm not saying. There are occasions, according to Jude, when we must contend for the faith with all the fire of our faith. A church that refuses to condemn sin and declare the unsearchable riches of Christ is no longer a faithful church. But in that ministry, we're commanded to speak the truth in love to any and all who will hear us. It's that gospel footing of God's love that's the issue for many Christians these days. What would happen if we spent more time identifying ourselves with the work of the gospel and his kingdom instead of the temporary kingdoms of this world? What if in the midst of being good citizens on earth, we kept our eyes firmly fixed on the better kingdom that's coming in God's good time? What if we got better acquainted with his truth instead of the stones that are constantly being slung around in our culture? What if we spent more time thinking about the coming bridegroom instead of the multitude of bridezillas that abound in our day? Just some thought for God's people as we make our way through this world. This is Pastor Scott Boger from Westlow Baptist Church in Westlow, New York, your pastor for the day, wishing you joy in your journey.